In the late 90s, early 2000s, I worked up the street at Towson University. I was doing a lot of the same things I'm doing here. I was the resident geek in the office. I taught part-time in computer science, and I was worked in advising. One thing that we had at Towson that Loyola does not have is an original Picasso. We had a beautiful art gallery that was donated by Dr. and Mrs. Sidney Lieberman. It was called the Lieberman Art Gallery, and it happened to be 50 feet from my office. There was this beautiful art. And from Dr. Lieberman had passed away some time ago, some years ago, but Mrs. Lieberman was still alive in her 80s and would occasionally come to visit the art. And she would always come with an entourage, and I didn't know much else about her other than don't speak to Mrs. Lieberman. So we knew we were not to ask her any questions or talk to her, and so I didn't. But I was surprised that one of her entourage actually came up to me during one of these visits and said, I understand that you know something about computers. Would you be willing to help Mrs. Lieberman with some computer problems? And I said, well, sure, I would love to. I had taught adult ed for senior citizens in the past, and I loved working with that population. And so not long afterwards, I got a call from Mrs. Lieberman. Mark, I'd like you to help me with my computer. And I said, fine, tell me where you are. And she lived in Pikesville. And I went up to Park Heights Avenue to this very nice apartment building. And her cook was there. She had someone who cooked for her. And she had a brand new laptop. And so over the course of time, I would visit her. And she would always call me the same, Mark, it's Mignon Lieberman. Now, you know, you have to be wealthy to have a name like Mignon. It's like, you don't hear that much anymore. But and I would always be happy to help. I would never accept payment. She always wanted to pay me. I said, no, Mrs. Lieberman. And she said, don't call me Mrs. Lieberman, call me Mrs. L. And I called her Mrs. L, and I helped her get online. She had America Online, and I helped her play card games and introduced her to the gamer culture that was not very polite to her at all. She was way too slow, and yeah, so it didn't go well. But one day she said, at the office, I got this Robin's Egg blue bag. It wasn't even in a UPS box. It was in a bag, and it was a Nordstrom gift card. And my coworkers were making fun of me and saying, oh, you have a 80-something-year-old girlfriend who's sending you gifts from Nordstrom. I said, whatever. The next time I went to visit Mrs. Lieberman, she said, Mark, we're going out for a date. We're going to go out to dinner, and I'm going to take you out to a really nice restaurant called Linwood's. And I didn't know anything about Linwood's. I asked my coworkers, and they said, oh, I know someone who got engaged there. It's a nice place. This wasn't exciting for me. I am an introvert. I don't like fancy dinners. My idea of a good time, every day I go to Subway. I sit by myself, and I enjoy that. That's the highlight of my day. For my birthday on special occasions, I go to an all-you-can-eat buffet or like Pizza Hut. That's my idea of, you know, more formal. Linwood's was not my idea of a good time. Going out with anyone to a fancy restaurant was not my idea of a good time. And I was just on Mac. My mind was racing. Do I wear a tie? Am I going to say something stupid? Is she going to take back all the art from Towson? I pulled up to her apartment in my Honda Civic hatchback, which I bought with no options, no air conditioning, no floor mats, roll-down window, and there was Mrs. L in all her finery. She had her walker and her purse and was ready to go. Mark, we're going to have a good time. So I walked her to the hatchback. I popped it open, put the walker in, and strangely, I started to feel a little bit more comfortable because my father used a wheelchair, and it reminded me I would always do that. That was our ritual. And I said, well, maybe things are going to be okay. I don't know. I was worried about what I'm going to say. I got in the car with Mrs. L. We turned right out onto Park Heights Avenue, and I saw something in my rearview mirror. And I thought I'd keep going, and then something in my mind said, you better stop. And so I stopped. And I said, Mrs. O, I just want to check something real quick. And as I got out of the car, I hear, I just closed the door, and I looked behind me, and this is when things started happening really fast. To my horror, what had fallen off the roof of my car was her purse. And there was a woman on the side of the road who was eyeing up the purse and was starting to approach it. And I am not a violent person by any means, but I started saying, I can take her down if I have to. Don't do it, don't do it, don't even think about it, don't do it. But before that, I could even go any further with that, was the bus, the MTA bus that was coming down Park Heights Avenue. And all I could imagine was the bus completely crushing this purse and just clouds of cash everywhere. Like kind of those money machines where people are like, I just imagine that all over Pikesville. I ran to the purse, ignored the woman, ignored the bus, and just said, stop! And took the purse. It was heavy. Ran back to the hatchback, and at this point I thought, I don't think she realizes what happened. So I just opened the hatchback, put it next to the walker, and got back in the car. And I started going and put it in first gear, and we went on our way. Mrs. Lieberman all of a sudden said, Mark, where's my purse? It's in the hatchback right next to your walker, Mrs. L. Go get it. So I stopped in Park Heights Avenue. I went to get the purse, dusted it off, showed her the purse, and she began to go through it and the contents. And where's my comb? Where's my lipstick? And it was then I began to wish that I had never been born. I was in an alternate reality. How could things go this badly? And I didn't know what to say. I just looked down and said, I think everything's okay. And I heard myself sounding really calm and happy. And inside, I was just going, what do we do? And finally, at one point, she just looked out the windshield and just said, let's go. And we went. We went to Lynn Woods, and after that happened, actually, dinner wasn't that bad. We had a pretty good time. We told stories to one another. She called the chef over. Apparently, this was a regular thing you do when you're well-known at Lynn Woods. Called the chef over. We talked about the meal. I didn't know what to order. I just said, I'll have what she's having. At one point she was looking over my shoulder and was just mouthing words. And she said, I can read lips. And she began to tell me what people were saying around the restaurant. It was really cool. We got back out to the hatchback, and I was still, up to this time, I still didn't know whether she realized what had happened. And it was as if she read my mind that she said, Mark, don't worry about it. My husband did the same thing. And it made me feel really good. Just an epilogue. I never spent that Nordstrom gift card until September, the fall semester. I bought these shoes. Mrs. Lieberman passed away about 10 years ago. These are the nicest shoes I've ever had. And in case you don't read lips like Mrs. Lieberman, I just said I miss her. Thank you.